Well, imagine a localized ghost story that, somehow bypasses the campfire entirely, and instead it secures millions of dollars in billionaire funding and decades of government surveillance.
Right, which is just a wild concept.
It really is. That is Skinwalker Ranch. So today we are taking you on a deep dive into a comprehensive scientific compendium on this 512-acre property in Utah.
Exactly. And our mission today is to figure out whether this land is an active paranormal hotspot or, well, a masterclass in human psychology and mythmaking.
Okay, let's unpack this, because to really get to the bottom of these paranormal claims, you have to look at the deeply rooted psychological soil of the Uinta Basin, where the ranch actually sits.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, the geographic area has this profound baseline of dread stemming from centuries of conflict between the Ute and Navajo tribes.
Right, the indigenous history there is intense.
Very. Navajo lore talks about shamans unleashing shape-shifting entities, the Neldlushi, or skinwalkers, to essentially torment the Ute population.
So that cultural framing of dread is already baked into the region, but there's also the modern ownership aspect, right?
Yes, add to that the fact that the property's modern owners were affiliated with the Latter-day Saint Church. LDS theology features a cosmological belief system that includes, other inhabited worlds and complex physical and spiritual divine hierarchies.
Which is super interesting when you put it in this context.
Exactly, because if you are operating within that framework, the boundaries between physical reality and interdimensional realms are inherently porous. You are just culturally primed to interpret strange events as otherworldly anomalies.
Wait, but if the land itself is intrinsically cursed or sitting on some interdimensional fault line, the timeline just does not make sense.
You're talking about the 60-year gap.
Yeah. I mean, the Myers family owned and lived on that exact property for roughly 60 years before the famous paranormal claim started in 1994.
Right.
And according to the family estate, they experienced absolutely zero paranormal activity, like 6 decades of a completely normal, boring cattle farm.
What's fascinating here is that mundane 60-year stretch makes the abrupt shift in 1994 highly suspicious. It strongly suggests the anomaly is psychological, not geographical.
Because the Sherman family buys the ranch and suddenly it turns into supernatural ground zero.
Right, between 1994 and 1996, the Shermans report massive UFOs, giant wolves that are somehow bulletproof.
Wait, bulletproof
Yeah,
wolves?
bulletproof wolves, and cattle mutilated with perfectly surgical holes bored right through their eyeballs.
And the crazy part is, the Shermans didn't just flee in terror, they went to the media. Their story attracted billionaire Robert Bigelow, who bought the ranch for $200,000.
Which was a lot of money for that land at the time.
Exactly. And Bigelow funded a private research group, the National Institute for Discovery Science, or NIDS, to conduct 247 scientific surveillance on the property. Plus, rather than escaping the terror, Terry Sherman actually remained on the payroll as the official ranch manager.
Yet 2 decades of continuous, round-the-clock surveillance by the NIDS team failed to produce a single piece of publishable evidence.
Here's where it gets really interesting. It is like claiming a dragon lives in your barn, but it only breathes fire when the scientists blink and, you still charge admission.
That is a perfect way to put it. So, if the scientists found absolutely nothing on the cameras, what were the Shermans actually seeing?
Right, because they were experiencing something.
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, science points to the ground beneath their feet. Dr. Michael Persinger's tectonic strain theory offers a terrestrial explanation for these highly visual events.
Oh, I think I know this one. It has to do with geological forces.
Yeah, his theory suggests that shifting tectonic plates in that specific basin create immense electrical currents. These currents generate electromagnetic fields that actually resonate at the exact same frequency as the human brain's temporal lobe.
Meaning the environment is effectively hijacking the brain's visual center, causing hyper-realistic, terrifying hallucinations.
Exactly. The environment induces a subjective experience that feels entirely real to the observer,
Yeah.
but leaves no physical trace. And the timeline of these spectacular events highlights a glaring technological red flag. I mean, all of this happened right before the smartphone era.
Oh, right. Because once high-definition cameras became ubiquitous in everyone's pockets, global UFO sightings plummeted by like 30 to 40% between 2012 and 2017.
Precisely. The quadrillions of hours of modern surveillance footage essentially prove a negative hypothesis.
So what does this all mean for you? Did the supernatural just disappear, or did it adapt?
This raises an important question. It seems the anomalous has transitioned from a physical reality to a digital narrative, immune to empirical proof.
Where they don't need evidence at all. It really shows you exactly how cultural conditioning, financial opportunism, and an era lacking recording technology can construct an impenetrable modern myth.
And yet, the search for the genuine article continues. Frustrated by the lack of hard evidence, citizen-led artificial intelligence projects like Sky 360 are now autonomously scanning the skies.
Right. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with advanced optics, which leaves you with a fascinating question to mull over.
What?
Will relentless AI surveillance finally capture a true anomaly? Or will it definitively prove we have just been staring at empty skies all along?